Hi guys, how you doing? Danny Cumru here. Welcome or welcome back to my podcast. This is actually the very first podcast of 2022. And the reason it's the first podcast of 2022 is because today is New Year's Day. I could not do a podcast on New Year's Day. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I literally love like new beginnings. I love new weeks. Monday's my favourite day of the week. I love new months, and obviously I love New Year's. It's like the ultimate like new time to sort of get everything organized, step into like the next level version of yourself, feel fresh, feel amazing, set your goals and absolutely crush them. So 2022 to me, I am so excited about it. I literally cannot wait. And I am just, oh my God, I can't tell you how excited I am that it's New Year's Day. It's literally the best day of the year. Like I have spring cleaned the whole house. I can't really call it spring cleaning, could I? I have deep cleaned the whole house from top to bottom. Christmas trees away. Everything's fresh. I love a tidy workspace. I've recently redecorated all of my office so that it's all tidy and all amazing. And it literally helps me to be more productive, have a clearer mind. If I've got a clearer workspace. So today, literally, I think I've spent like 8 hours clearing the whole house, clearing all the decorations away, deep cleaning everything, and it feels good. It feels like I'm back. It feels amazing. Oh my God. So guys, I was thinking, should I do a podcast today? And I was like, of course I've got to. It's the first day of the year. And I want to share with you all what I'm going to talk about in this podcast is what to leave behind in 2021, right? So what not to take into 2022 with you to set you up to have an amazing year personally and amazing year for your business, right? So I'm just going to go through a few things that you need to leave in 2021. You need to step into a new year and there's certain things you want to not take with you, right? And I'm going to tell you now what they are. So the first thing you are going to not take with you into 2022 is comparing yourself to others. We're all guilty of it. We've all been guilty of it, right? It's so easy, especially when we're in this industry and, you know, there's always someone that's amazing. There's always someone that might be being better than you, doing better than you. And it's so easy to think, oh, it's not fair. Like, why are they doing better than me? And I can tell you now, comparing yourself to others is going to be something that is going to massively hold you back. So if you're guilty of this, right, think to yourself right now, think about it, right? Are you constantly comparing yourself to others? Are you constantly looking at someone else, not just for inspiration, but thinking, oh, like, why can't I be more like them? Don't get me wrong, it's good to be inspired by other people, right? But our journeys are all different, right? And sometimes it's so easy. I see people leave this industry because they think they're not getting the result that they deserve. And it might be because they're looking at someone else and they're comparing it and they're thinking, oh, so-and-so's like already built this amazing team, or so-and-so's like, you know, so much luckier than I am. And I can tell you now, there's no such thing as luck in this industry. It doesn't really come into it, right? Someone might be further along on their journey than you just because you're not ready for it yet. I believe that no matter where you are right now in your network marketing journey is exactly how you're where you're meant to be, and you won't get to the next part until you're ready for it, right? And comparing yourself to others might be something that you need to leave behind so that you can become the next level version of yourself or step into your next position or grow. Okay, so comparing yourself to others is never ever ever gonna be a good thing. It's what like causes things like us to be like maybe like jealous of other people and then not be who we want to be because we're constantly comparing, and it's literally no good. So there's a massive difference, and I really want to point this out, between comparing yourself to someone and being inspired by someone. If you are inspired by someone in this industry, you might be inspired by me, you might be inspired by your upline, you might be inspired by someone that you look up to. That's absolutely fine, and it's fine to take inspiration from them. It's not fine to just copy them, and it's not fine to all the time like compare yourself to them, right? You can use it to say, right, how do I get better, how can I be the next level version of me? But guess what, like the reason you're amazing is because you're you. The reason I'm amazing is because I'm me, right? And we are two different people, and comparing each other, like, we're always going to have different things going on in our lives. We're always going to have different things going on in our head. No two people are the same, and that's why you can't compare yourself. So this is a massive one, guys. If you are constantly comparing yourself, please leave that behind in 2021, and I promise you it will benefit you, yourself, and your business, okay? Now, the next thing that I'm going to say leave behind in 2021 is actually really relevant to me right now. It's something that I need to take my own advice on this one, like massively, okay? And what I want us all to leave behind in 2021, and as I'm saying this, this is something that I am definitely going to be leaving behind. I have to take my own advice here. It's letting go of things that you cannot control. Now, this has been a massive one recently because we've been tackling something going on in the world that's out of the ordinary that we never thought we would have to deal with, and that being like COVID and everything going on with COVID. Now, I was really good when it all first come about. I was literally like, right, you know, this industry, it massively boomed. We're helping more people. And I was literally like, it was not really affecting me. I was like, right, I can't control what's going on in the world. So I'm going to carry on helping people to better health, helping people to better wealth. Like, and my business saved me through that time, which could have been quite a dark time. I can imagine the past 2 years, people's mental health, and people have been through so much, like mind-wise, right? Because we've had so much extra stuff to deal with that it's out of our control, okay? So I kind of like just delved into my business and didn't really take much notice as to what was going on because I couldn't control it. And very recently, like, I have been a little bit consumed with it, like all the stuff over the vaccines and, you know, what the agenda is that's going on in the world and COVID and everything like that. And the truth is, we don't really know. And the truth is, we can't really do anything about it. No matter what I think is going on in the world, right? I can't change it. I cannot change the world. And I'm just using this COVID thing as an example, right? It could be something else that you can't control, right? It could be someone that you've been trying to help for a really long time. You just can't help them anymore. You just can't control that situation, right? This is something that I want you to leave in 2021. If there is something right now that is consuming you, that is taking your time, that is not good for your mindset, that is taking you off track, that is taking you away from your business, that is taking you away from the positive person you want to be, because for me, this is definitely something that's taking me away from the positive, amazing, inspirational person that I want to be. Rowing about things that I can't control. Right, I can't control what's going on. I can't control a pandemic, right? What I can control is helping more people to change their life, right, with my incredible product that helps people to better health and my incredible business that helps people to change their life like I've changed mine. That's what I can control. So I commit, and I'm letting you guys know right now, I'm committing to this. I'm committing to forgetting about that, right, and putting it at the back of my mind and forgetting about that and focusing on the things that I can control, right? Because it's no good for anyone keep worrying about things that are literally out of our power and out of our control. So that is something I want us to all leave behind in 2021. The next thing, okay, this is actually something that I took my own advice on last year, right? So I had this in my mind last year and I implemented it and my life is so much better as a result of it. And sometimes this can be really tough to do, okay? And it is staying away from negative people. This is something I want you to keep all the neg heads, all the neg ferrets, all the people that suck your energy, all the people that bring you down, I want you to leave them all in 2021. Right? Only go forward into 2022 with people that lift you higher, people that actually support you, people that actually want the best for you, people that actually want to see you do well. And sometimes the people that can't be happy for us are the people that are the closest to us. And this is what's sad, okay? We are all at some point going to have, right, someone in our life that's disguised as a friend or disguised as a close family member, right, who is actually someone that is not our biggest fan and actually someone that would love to see us foul and love to see us do bad, right? You need to leave those people in 2021, and I'll tell you why, right? So last year I had a few people in my life that were literally no good for me. They literally took all of my energy in a really negative way, always made me feel like crap. Like that's the truth of it. Literally every day made me feel like crap, made me feel like just brought me down about things. Like if I was doing something good, they couldn't be happy for me. You've got to look out for those friends, right? These people are often disguised as friends, but they're not our friends, right? They are friends in disguise. If people can't be happy for you, if people can't clap when you're winning. I mean, I remember when I went through really difficult times, right? When Ross got made redundant, when we were going through really difficult financial times, like long before I found network marketing. And I remember like I had like particular friends there for me, like worried for me, concerned for me. And I thought that was because they were my friends. These same friends then are not happy for me when I'm doing well. And that's a concern. That's like, why do you want, why do you like me when I'm down? but you're not happy for me when I'm winning. Like, that's a concern, right? Whatever way around it is, that's a concern. People need to be there for you, whether you're winning in life or not, when you're going through hard times, but actually when you're going through amazing times as well. And it's actually really interesting. I actually think it's when you're going through the good times, right, that you find out who your real friends are. A lot of people, when they're going through something difficult in life, will say, oh, I see who my friends are now because they're there for me. I actually reverse that and flip that on its head. I actually think it's the other way around. If you're winning in life, if you're doing incredible in life and you've still got friends clapping you, they are your true friends, right? Because I actually think people in this world, they love negativity. They love to see people do bad. And it's crazy that actually there's people that don't want to see you win. And these people, they will call you their friends. So trust me, guys, right? You've got to leave behind all the negative people in 2021. Think about your current circle now, because I promise you, right, the five people that you spend the most time with are the people that you end up like, right? So if you're writing down your list of goals for 2021, 2022, and you're literally like, right, I want to eat better, I want to exercise more, I want to go to the gym more, I want to work on my mindset more, and then you look at the five friends that are the closest to you in your circle or your five family members, and they're constantly eating takeaways, they never ever work out or try to look after their fitness, they're never ever positive, they never read anything to try and grow their mindset. What do you think that means for you? That means that you are actually in an environment that's not going to enable you to be the person that you want to be, because we do become like the five people that we spend most time with. Like, it is fact. So you need to get around people that you want to be like, right? And that can mean, like, sometimes it's like, right, well, my inspiration is so-and-so, right? You might not be able to get around that person, but you can follow that person on social media. You can listen to that person's podcast. Like, for example, if you're like, right, I want to be more like Danny. I want to eat cleaner like Danny. I want to work on my mindset like Danny does, but you don't know me because you live a million miles away. You can still, like, get to know me by listening to my podcast, watching my live videos, watching my stories on social media. Does that make sense? So the five people that influence your mind the most are not necessarily the five people that are in your life all the time, but you're surrounding yourself with them all the time because you're choosing to listen to them. Trust me, guys, the five people that you spend most time with, even if that's virtually or if that's in person, those are the people that are going to influence you. So just look at your circle right now and think, who I'm currently giving my time to, right? Because time is precious. Time is so important. Who you're currently giving your time to, are these people making your life better? Are these people making you feel good about yourself? You deserve to feel good about yourself. I'm the type of person, right, if I go out and someone's made an effort to, like, look nice or dress nice, go up the school, one of the mums is, like, wearing a nice dress, I'll say, oh my gosh, like, you look so amazing, like, you're dressed so nice today. There will be someone else that's like, looking her up and down, thinking, who does she think she is coming to the school dressed like that, right? I've seen it. I know when I get dressed up sometimes and go out, I know some of the looks that I get, right? But I believe if someone's making an effort to look nice, you should tell them. You should tell them they look amazing, right? And that's the type of people we need in our life, right? We need cheerleaders in our life. We need people that are going to tell us we look amazing, tell us that we're doing amazing things, right? We don't need no one in our life that's bringing negative vibes and dragging us down. So if you currently have friends like that, that make you feel bad about yourself, they are not your friends. Leave them in 2021, right? You deserve to be around people that make you feel good. You deserve to be around people that empower you, that tell you you're amazing, right? They're not that pick out your flaws, right? But that pick out the good things that you're doing and tell you are absolutely incredible, right? And I'm telling you right now, you are incredible. If you're listening to this podcast, it's because you want a better life. You want to better your life. You want to be someone. You want to do incredible things in life. That makes you amazing. That makes you above the average person, right, that's happy to just exist, right? It makes you better. So be proud of yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back, right? Talk positively over yourself. You know, give yourself, like, amazing self-love and positive talk. But also, anyone that's negative that's in your life currently, get rid of them and leave them in 2021. The last thing I want to say, right, your job. If you are currently in employment, if you have a job as well as doing network marketing on the side, which would probably be a lot of you, a lot of people, you know, when I started, I was a teacher and I did network marketing on the side. And then I got into a financial position where I was earning, you know, much more with my business than I was in my job. So I quit my job. And that's what a lot of people do with this industry, right? If that's your goal, make it happen. What I want to ask you about your job right now is, do you love it or do you hate it, right? Because I know a lot of people that hate their job, right? But do it because obviously they need the money, they need to pay their mortgage, they need to pay their bills. The job is such a massive part of your life, such a massive, massive part of your life. So if you hate your job, I want you to leave that behind. That might be something that you can't leave in 2021, because that might be something you need to work, say, more on your network marketing business, so that perhaps you can leave that in 2022. And when we're going into 2023, perhaps you will be then going, I remember listening to that podcast telling me if I'm unhappy in my job, I should be leaving it behind. So this might be one that you need to give a little bit more time to, because you don't want to leave yourself financially in a bad situation. But this industry changes lives. If you hate your job right now, that's no way to live. I don't know about anyone else, but the last couple of years has taught me we need to love life. We never know what's around the corner, right? We need to grab life with both hands, and we need to bloody enjoy it, and we need to bloody love it, right? So if you like your job and you're happy doing, you know, network marketing on the side, that's absolutely fine. But if you're someone, you despise your job, and it's a lot of people in the world do, it's no way to live your life. So many people look forward to the weekend, look forward to getting out of work. And it's such a massive part of life. It shouldn't feel like that. It shouldn't feel like a chore. It shouldn't feel like something that, like, you have to drag yourself to. It shouldn't feel like that. So if you are uninspired by your job and you know that it's not the thing you want to be doing, find a way to leave it behind. And if you're listening to this podcast, you've really got a way to leave it behind, all right? Because you've got network marketing. And let's face it, we all know that this industry can give you an above average, incredible life if you treat it with the respect that it deserves, right? I quit my job within about 6 months of doing my network marketing business, right? So it is more than possible to do it if it's a goal of yours. So if it's a goal of yours and you hate your job, find a way, work hard on your business, absolutely smash 2022 so you have the option of whether you want to leave your job behind next year or not, okay? I hope that was useful, guys. Trying to keep these under 20 minutes, so I'm actually going to leave it there. But I really hope that that gave you some value of what to leave behind in 2021. And make a list, right? See if there's anything else. Make a list of everything that's dragging you down right now, making you feel crappy right now, and do not take it into 2022 with you. Okay, I've just given you some examples on this podcast, but there'll be more things maybe. Crappy food, right? If crappy food makes you feel crappy, leave it in 2021, right? Don't bring it into 2022 with you. So make a list of things that make you feel crappy, leave them in 2021, go into 2022 around amazing people, doing amazing things and doing things that set your soul on fire and make you feel absolutely incredible. Happy New Year, guys. Let's absolutely smash our businesses in 2022 and work hard, make it happen, change our lives and change so many other people's. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, guys, and I'll speak to you all soon.